This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't mean to open the show being all grumpy and, you know, complainy and witchy and all that, but I really think I need to take the Dr. Dahlia Show news team and just fire all the rap butts, all right? And no, GCN's amazing. GCN, the guys show up every day. They're there. They're competent. They're sober. They know what they're doing. They answer my questions. They're there when I call. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team with me locally suck. First of all, where are they? Do you guys even see anybody from my news team here? One of the guys on my news team, I don't want to give names, all right, I called him up, going, okay, look, you know, we got a lot going on here, you know, and he's like, I'm still in bed. I'm like, why are you still in bed? It's like 8:45. Well, apparently he was doing a Cobra Kai marathon and binging on that and then, you know, drinking and things like that. Okay, so then I call somebody else from my news team. I go, look, we got a lot going on here. Okay, we might have to deploy people. What's deploy? I might have to send somebody to Michigan. I might want to send somebody to Wisconsin to figure out what's going on. Okay, while I'm on my show in Nevada, can somebody... What time is it? Okay, you know, I can't do this. Okay, I am trying to be at election headquarters. There is a chance that we might find out who the next president of the United States is during my show. During my show. And is anybody awake? Is anybody out of bed? Is anybody, what the hell am I paying them for? I get that, you know, you're not supposed to air your dirty laundry. And, you know, if you have issues with staff, you're supposed to keep it to yourself. I get that, you know, and you don't want to bring negativity. But I'm sorry, okay? I am done with having people who work for me that don't know what the hell they're doing or that just don't even show up. Yeah, and I'm nice, and I'm like, I got you, and then I do their job for them, and I need a news team. This is one of the biggest elections ever. We got all this going on. I got to deploy. I got to figure out what's going on in Michigan, what's going on in Wisconsin. You can't do it by virtual. You got to be on the ground. You got to be there. You got to know what's going on in the media. You got to be there. Meanwhile, here I am in Nevada. There's a press conference going on. Adam Laxalt and some other Republicans brought up evidence of voter fraud. We're going to be talking about that in a second. And I have nobody from my team. There's nobody from the Dr. Dahlia Show team. Just nobody. Yeah, I made a joke the other day that I had my cats and dogs on the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. They show up. At least they're there for support. When I have a crappy show, do I have anybody on my team going, you know what, it's okay. You know, it's okay. It wasn't that bad. No. There is nobody to tell me that my show wasn't bad. I need that. Okay? My show from here on out, 2021 is going to be different. Okay? Whether we're going to do sing-alongs and music minutes, okay? Whether I'm going to have my big YouTube channel and my YouTube station open, because my YouTube channel right now, I haven't really been doing much with it. I've had a YouTube channel, but it's not really very visual. If I decide to do any sort of modeling, and, you know, I mean, I am going to be revamping, and I need a team. So for any of you who know anybody, right, that now, how do you qualify to be on the Dr. Dahlia Show? Very easy, okay? There's not a lot of qualifications. Number one is pulse, okay? If you have a pulse, I'll take you. Number two is if you wake up, you know, before 8 a.m. If you wake up before 8 a.m., I might have a job for you, okay? If I call you and ask you to help me out, right, and do me a solid, right, and do part of your job description, one of the responses or replies out of your mouth would, you know, benefit you if it was okay, like a yes or a positive, and not a nah. Okay. I just binged on Cobra Kai. So, I'm sorry. How am I going to fire him? Well, no, don't worry. They aren't listening. They are not. They didn't hear this. Everyone's like, oh, shh. You don't want people to know that they're getting fired. No. The only people here are the GCN people. We got the GCN people. They're working. They're awesome. There is nobody here from the Dr. Value Show news team. In fact, I bet you that they won't know they're getting fired until probably after it's done, and I'm probably going to send them I'll probably just send them a text or a tweet, because it's not like I'm going to see them anytime soon. When I try to have meetings, does anybody from the Dr. Dolly show news team show up at the meeting? Well, is it going to be food? No, because if there was food, I would eat it, because whenever you do show up to a Dr. Dolly show news team meeting, you're 30 minutes late, and I will have eaten the food. No, there's not going to be food. It's going to be alcohol? No. So, I know it's probably not the nicest thing. I was, you know, criticizing President Trump for saying he was going to fire, you know, the head of the GOP party in Arizona, or fire this person or that person if they don't win. You know what, though? Okay, honestly, I get the idea. You know, I'm like, oh, that's not nice. You know, people need a job. No. You do your job. And when I see that there's other people out there that really want to do their job and really want to support you and lie to me, I just need somebody to lie to me and say, Dr. Dahlia, the show's good. Okay, just be there for support. Okay, you don't have to be 100% accurate. You just have to be alive. You just have to be competent. You just have to care. But I'm ready to just fire everybody's butt. I'm done. 1-877-DOCTELLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, what we need to talk about is stop the vote. So there's been a big, huge urge, big, huge calling for there to be a stop the vote. And I think the Republicans are going about it all wrong. I think there's this is probably one of the biggest clusters in an election that we've seen. And if the GOP doesn't do this right, they're going to be just shooting themselves in the foot. And we're going to also talk about, unfortunately, we have some interesting news with coronavirus and some more mutations. We're going to keep you guys updated on Ada, Hurricane Ada. Yes, I'm pronouncing it right. Again, if the Dr. Dahlia Show news team could have fixed my pronunciation, I wouldn't have been calling it a Hurricane Ida. See, I always say Ada, like eggs. Okay, my E is an A. I always say A. You know, that's just how I do it. But that's why I need to fire my team. I'm done. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one thing I think we all could agree on is nobody should stop counting votes that are legal, that that were done before Election Day or on Election Day, votes that are legal votes that were done by citizens or by registered voters who were allowed to vote, those should be counted. So when I hear somebody say, stop the vote, okay, I think that's the wrong soundbite, that's the wrong narrative. What I think they need to say is stop the illegal vote. Now, when things were first happening and we were hearing that there were tons of mail-in, ballots that there were already like millions of mail-in ballots after the first day or two, I get how you can't sit here and accuse you know, that there was, you can't sit here and accuse cheating and accuse crime and start accusing people just like, well, I know them and this is what they're going to do. Mind you, okay, look, politicians are politicians. I get both sides can do some dirty politics. All right, but that's not enough legally. All right, which is why I kept saying, look, you know, maybe before we do a whole big mail-in ballot thing, we kind of test it, we do a dry run, we make sure, you know, we have processes in place to make sure they're legal, make sure, you know, et cetera. But no, election was coming on too soon, as opposed to postponing it like the Olympics or postponing weddings and postponing graduations and doing everything else. The country was like, no, we want this election. We're going to move forward. Okay, but I don't think we were ready. And this is an example of it. We weren't ready. So then election starts and the numbers are looking good. You don't start hearing looking good for the Republicans. You don't really hear fraud. Right? I didn't hear fraud from the Democratic side either. No, you know, and maybe because it was just too early. People were, you know. And we knew we were going to hear it more from the Republican side than the Democrat side. We knew that was going to happen because mail-in ballots and sending millions out there seem to tend to help Democratic, they're saying in the media, Democratic communities, although that didn't make sense to me because you have a lot of people that are also Republican that were concerned about COVID or, you know, that were disabled or, you know, unable to, or, you know, not having enough polling places. So again, I really didn't agree with that sort of stereotype. But now we're starting to hear, and it, unfortunately, the way things are unfolding is making America very uneasy. So looked like there was a clear winner early evening of the election. On social media, kind of ask each other, going, why did they call it after 1% of the vote? Or why did they? But I guess we get it. If a state thinks that they know their counties before even counting or having all of it in, they will project. That's why they call them projections. And then I don't know what happens. I don't know if somebody finishes the counting. Supposedly they do. So when Virginia, boom, went right away. New Hampshire, boom, Vermont. That was given. Okay, it was given. So now, there are calls. Guys, keep calling. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Then we start to get little kind of, spits of, well, you know, there were some votes found here or some votes found here. Okay, but nobody said anything because they were like, okay, well, you know what, let's just keep watching the votes and seeing how things go. Then we start to hear that the numbers were switching and that all of a sudden another 300,000 votes, you know, were counted. Numbers start to switch. Well, it could just be they got to those 300,000. I mean, you know, we aren't seeing real time. They look at the 100, they look at the 200, then the numbers. Then they go, okay, after looking at this county, here are these numbers. So that didn't surprise me too much. But when I started to hear that, you know, people were going, well, wait a second here, okay? You know, some of these ballots, you know, are from dead people. Right? I see dead people sort of thing. Some of these ballots are from dead people. I'm like, does anybody have proof of that? Is there proof? I mean, that should be pretty easy. Look at the ballot that was counted. Verify if they're still alive. Then we can start to hear that certain people that wanted to oversee, you know, what was going on with the elections couldn't get into the polling areas. And, you know, we just heard today in Las Vegas, Adam Laxalt and some other people from the Republican Party actually brought up people. One who was supposed to be there to be able to help watch the count and be there as an observer with others. He's told he was kicked out of the, he was an African American man. He was told he was kicked out. Then we have a lady, an older lady. I got to get her name, Spot Key, who said that she never got her ballot. When she went to vote, they told her, no, you've already turned in a ballot. And she and her roommate, both their ballots were missing. Now, mind you, okay, we are going to hear many, quote, anecdotal stories. Oh, yeah, my ballot was missing. My ballot was missing. All right. You hear about this all the time in elections, and it stinks. You don't want to think that there's any fraud or any missteps in an election. So when we see an election, you know, we usually go, okay, look, you know, we know some stuff happened, but the lead was so high. You know, Obama, you know, killed it with Mitt Romney. You know, I mean, you know, Trump, yeah, that one was close, but from an Electoral College vote, it was bigger. So people let it go. They let it go. Well, now we're looking at, you know, 7,000 votes here. Few thousand votes here. And you have President Trump. Now, President Trump isn't your typical politician. He's not going to take as, okay, yeah, really? You counted, you know, votes from dead people? In Nevada, apparently there's a rule you have to actually live in the county or live in Nevada for 30 days prior to voting. I need to double check that rule. You have to actually live here for 30 days. If not, you can't vote here. So really, where people bust in from California, as the rumor goes, to vote. You know, were ballots just blanketing the city and people grabbing them and mailing and you know? So, you know, in Nevada, they're saying, yeah, we have proof of fraud. So what happens next? Well, in, you know, other elections, and we've had close elections, again, there was still so much of a margin that if somebody said, look, okay, you guys have about 1,000 votes from dead people. We didn't hear about it or nothing got done because it wouldn't have made a difference for the 1,000. And it's a shame because to me, if there's any fraud, the whole election should be started, just like a mistrial. I mean, if there's any fraud, you do it right. I mean, what kind of an incentive is that to make sure election officials do it right, to make sure there's no fraud? I'll tell you guys about Sharpie Gate in the next segment. We have Sharpie Gate. Don't go, we'll talk about that in a sec. So the idea that, so when people are asking, okay, why are the Republicans wanting to stop these votes coming in? Because some of the votes coming into Nevada, even though Nevada has still called it for Biden, I think we just got an update. Some of those votes that could be counted could be going for the GOP. Because again, what that stop the vote tweet, you know, whatever they're saying is a miss. I think it's a misspeak. I don't think that should be what anybody's saying. Nobody wants to know that their vote is getting stopped. That's not, you know, if you vote and you vote on election day, you want to know your vote counts. And we need those votes. Both sides need those votes. But what needs to be said is stop the illegal vote. Now, how do you do that? Well, you review the ballots. Now, it stinks to think that we have a system where this could have been happening throughout the country and somebody could just go, okay, here's a ballot that's from a dead person and put it through. Or this is somebody that doesn't live here, put it through and it gets counted. Well, because the people working the machines, they're too busy. So who does that job prior to a ballot that nobody can verify that goes to a machine? Well, it either has to be done before it or it has to be done after. Now, we are looking at millions upon millions of votes, 70-plus million for Biden, almost 70 million for Trump. Who's going to spend that time? Do we have an infrastructure? Well, maybe for an election we should. No, we have machines. The machines will read them. But who put that ballot into that machine? Who gave that to the ballot person who put it into the machine? Was it just, were a whole bunch dumped into mailboxes, which is something that I'm, and it could be for both sides, you know? So then the next step, and again, like I said, we should have had this set up right the first time, or we should have postponed the election. That was my vote, all right? Because this is going to be a mess. If honestly, if Trump lost a state that can, that where there's proof that 100,000, you know, ballots were printed, weren't verified, and those people don't even live there. We're talking the fate of the presidency. And if I was Biden, I'd be like, okay, guys, you know, I look at them too. Because, you know, Biden lost some states that he could have won. So stop this saying stop the vote and change it to stop any illegal votes and allow us to review the votes. I think Biden camp and Trump camp would benefit from that. 1-877-DR-DELLY-TO-HOLD.
The old old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorneys for the Trump campaign have received permission from an appellate court judge to observe the ballot counting process in Pennsylvania. The poll watchers are allowed to go within 6 feet of the ballots being counted, but Pam Bondi, former Attorney General of Florida, says,
"We cannot count the votes properly. What's happening is they have moved the barrier up to 6 feet, but they took away the ballot machines that were in the front row and moved them to the back of the building. Your legal votes must be tabulated, and they're not doing that."
A judge is ruling that the 4 former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd will be tried together. Cameras will be allowed in the courtroom, and the trial is set to begin on March 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News. Colorado has passed Proposition 113, joining the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which is an agreement to give all of the state's electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote. Colorado currently controls 9 electoral votes. Ballot measure passing with 52% of the vote, with 88% of the votes reported statewide. Critics of the proposition claim it will cause presidential candidates to only go where major sources of votes can be found, such as heavily populated cities in California and New York. Colorado's former House Speaker saying Colorado's votes should be decided by Coloradans. Members of the Pittsburgh Steelers are showing their appreciation to poll workers in Allegheny County. Some members of the team sent dinner to the Allegheny County poll workers Wednesday night. The county tweeting thank you to the organization and showing off their meal of chicken, rigatoni, vegetables, pies, rolls, and much more. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back to Dr. Dolly's show. Sorry, had to wet my whistle. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're all going hoarse. I don't know if you heard Bill Hemmer, right? You know, he was kind of, you know, still going through the election results. We should have been done with this Tuesday night. So, pretty exhausting, but I'm losing my voice, so I apologize. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, 2020, we've had a lot of words that are going to characterize this year. COVID, virus, quarantine, isolation, murder hornet, hurricane, glove, mask. Mask is going to be a big one. Toilet paper. That's going to be a big one. Yeah. And so we have a new word. I didn't think we could add any new words to 2020. And we do. It's Sharpie. It's a Sharpie pen. It's one of my favorite pens. Have you guys ever gotten to write with a Sharpie? And now they come in black, but now there's tons of colors. So you could get a package of all these colors of Sharpies, red and blue and aqua. And the Sharpie is so nice because it's like a marker, but it's not thick. It's not as thick. And it just, because ballpoint pens, I just don't like writing with ballpoint pens that are very scant and you have to write twice and rip the paper. So the Sharpie, as probably one of the most popular pens out in the United States, if not world. And Sharpie is now a term that gets to be added to the 2020 list. And you know how we had Watergate in the 70s? Now we have Sharpiegate. So for those of you that haven't watched the news in the last 24 hours, we had a Sharpiegate. And what was that? Well, apparently in Arizona, and I get, you can't make this stuff up. In Arizona, some voters complained because they thought some shenanigans were going on. And I haven't used the word shenanigans since I was a little girl. Shenanigans is kind of an old term, but you're hearing a lot of it now in the new shenanigans. And what had happened was in Arizona, I guess, if you were going to do a ballot that you filled out in person, many of the people at the polling places would hand you a Sharpie. You could fill it out. Okay, great. Then apparently there were rumors that if they've been corrected, but there were rumors that if you did use a Sharpie on your ballot, it would be disqualified. Now, the reasoning to disqualify a Sharpie filled out with a ballot is Sharpie ink is pretty robust. As long as they don't make these pens cheaper, they got nice, juicy ink. Ballot papers are pretty thin. Remember when we were trying to read through our ballot measures and trying to kind of figure out, you know, what meant what and, you know, what each ballot question was for? They were pretty paper thin. So, like, I had somebody saving money using cheaper stock paper. Well, you take thin paper and you take a nice, robust, juicy pen like a Sharpie, it'll blot or bleed through. So there were rumors going on that if there was a ballot that had Sharpie ink, and it blotted through, it was going to be thrown out. And these were voters being told this. Now, I don't know if then they were offered a different pen, but just none of that made sense. Well, apparently, I believe it was the Attorney General of Arizona had to get involved because it really got to this level where it's Republican Attorney General Mark Bnovich had to respond, and he actually had to write a letter. I mean, this is ridiculous that it got to this point, but apparently he wanted answers, like one, in which voting centers were Sharpies provided and made available, in each voting center where Sharpies were provided, to what extent were they used, and were other types of markers or pens, and then how many ballots cast at the voting center were rejected. Now again, whenever there's rumors about stuff, I mean, I can't waste my time on rumors, you and I can't waste our time, there's rumors about everything. People think an asteroid's going to hit us, right? You know, I mean, you know, somebody said that Donald Trump and Melania are going to renew their vows. I mean, I don't have time to hear rumors, okay? We got bigger fish to fry. But apparently, these weren't the rumors. These were actually multiple voter complaints, such that the Attorney General had to get involved. And again, the topic, and this is in Arizona, right? And like I said, no, you know, people think, well, Oregon was fine and California was fine because, you know, the vote all went to Biden and nothing happened, you know. If there was any fraud, it could have happened in any of these states. So he's asking, and he wants to know how many ballots cast at each voting center were rejected. Of those ballots, how many rejected because of overvotes? Of those ballots rejected because of overvotes, how many were rejected because of ink from a marker bleed to the reverse side? So an overvote isn't somebody got, you know, two ballots. The overvote was there were maybe two spots that were checked. Now, you see, if a ballot is thrown out for being inappropriately marked, that you know, that basically supports what I've been saying. If you have errors, then the whole thing needs to stop and restart or be done over again. Right? If that ballot isn't good enough, you hand them a new ballot and let them do it. Unfortunately, if they're not there in person, were people throwing out ballots that they got in the mail that were filled out by a Sharpie? He also wants to know, were the ballot tabulation machines utilized at voting centers? Were they programmed to reject overvoted ballots? Of the ballots rejected at voting centers, how many of those ballots were spoiled on site such that the voter could choose to vote a new ballot? In the instances where ballots were spoiled on site, how many voters chose not to cast a ballot rather than voting a new ballot? What is the process for canceling a voter's ballot? If a ballot is reflected as canceled on the Secretary of State's website, what does that mean for the voter? So basically, these were questions, and whether it's politically charged or not, I think these questions are very valid questions. Okay? You know, how many ballots, I've been asking about this since day one. I'm like, you know, are we going to, like we did with COVID, how many of these were real COVID cases? How many of them were COVID test positive, COVID test negative of the deaths and the numbers? You know, just somebody break it down for us. Just make a simple spreadsheet. Same thing. All right? Of these votes that couldn't be counted, why not? No, you know, is it because of an ink issue? And then, were those people allowed to cast a new vote? Were they disqualified because you thought they were fake? Or because it was a dead person? I mean, I really want to know. I've told you guys this. I don't need to know who becomes president. I don't need to know who wins the Senate, who wins the House. I don't need that. The data I want is how many dead people had votes casted for them. How many people got two ballots? You know, I mean, nobody likes to use social media as a source of news, and I get that. But when somebody says, look, Dr. Dahlia, I swear, I got two ballots. You know, and you know, many of us are afraid of going to jail or committing a felony, so we're going to be like, look, I got two, so I, you know, here's one, I don't want to touch it. You know, because your name's on it, all that. If you got somebody else go, you know what, I already got a couple warrants out for my arrest, fine. Dahlia wants this person, this person, this person. She thinks he's cute. He looks like Viggo Mortensen. You know, he looks like Michael Fassbender. She'd probably vote for him. That looks legal. What's her signature? Well, it looks really erratic, like her hair. Sign it. Done. Who's going to double check? Everybody knows I voted. I'm like running around with my vote sticker. I voted. So we're like, oh, here's Dr. Dahlia's vote. Until somebody sees that I sent another vote in. Or that was my real one. So, you know, what ended up happening with Sharpiegate, by the way, is there was a response. Hold on a second. Let me get my readers out again. So there was a response, and the response came from the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs. She said, if you voted a regular ballot in person, your ballot will be counted even if you used a Sharpie. So Sharpiegate starting to calm down a little bit. Okay, you could use a Sharpie. She said, voters who received an early ballot in the mail, but she also said vote in person, will see their ballot status as canceled. All right, so if a ballot was canceled, that's if they canceled a mail-in ballot. So they're trying to now answer some of the questions where they kind of specified that. They said the early ballot is canceled, so the ballot cast in person can be counted. She said, seeing a canceled early ballot does not mean the in-person ballot you cast was not counted. So, I don't mind. I think it's okay for there to be discussion. I think that's what's going to improve our election process. There is no way we want another election like this. This was an absolute mess. But that was Sharpiegate for you. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for really for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, some of the stories that have been coming in, and I I get it's very, very frustrating. You know, for those of you that have supported Biden, that have been told it was going to be a landslide, him being up 17 points in Wisconsin, him leading throughout the country, this just seems to be prolonging the inevitable. You know, and people are saying, look, you know, Trump should just call it. He shouldn't cry. He shouldn't, you know, he should just kind of, you know, man up and take the loss. And, you know, with any sort of sport, you know, I mean, I that's kind of the way it is. I mean, like with football, you know, I mean, we've even seen bad calls in football. And we're like, wait a second, if the ref didn't make that call, you know, and that really wasn't pass interference, then the play wouldn't have happened. And then it would, I mean, you know, we know that things happen in a race. It's never perfect. And then it's, and the results, I mean, they just come all of a sudden, and it's like, and you can't go back. So when some of you are saying, well, look, you know, if there is fraud, you know, count the vote, let the vote get count, and then Trump can go to the courts, it's going to be hard to reverse a call. With football, you can't really reverse a call. There has to be overwhelming evidence to reverse the call. So many people on the Republican side, obviously, are going, you want the evidence? We'll show you the evidence. So we're hearing there was, what, a truck in Michigan had 1,600-plus military ballots that didn't get diverted. Coming out of Michigan, Scott tells us that a postal worker claims late ballots are being separated and hand-stamped with 11-3 date in order to be, quote, legally counted. There's been reports coming out of Detroit, I'm not sure which news station this is, where one voter was born back in 1823. Now, I thought the longest living person is 117-year-old, but I don't think that would be that person, and they don't live in America, they live in Japan. So, 1873, though, that does not sound right. Apparently, according to this news site, and again, I don't have the news site, but this is what, you know, apparently Michigan, there's a lot of news coming out of Michigan. I believe this is coming out of Traverse City. I think it's News 2. I can't see. One of you had given me this. 4,788 duplicate registrations. 32,500 more registered voters than eligible voters. 2,500 dead people registered to vote. And then, of course, the voter born in 1823. So, it's, hold on a second. Some of you guys keep it going. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And hold on a second. So there's a poll worker here saying, bad things are happening in Philadelphia. As a poll worker, I swear under oath to throw away all Trump ballots when I'm counting them. Now, mind you, here's the thing, too. We have to be really, really careful when we see stuff like this because it could be the other side. You know, I mean, we've seen scare tactics where, you know, if somebody wants you to hate a side, they might pretend to be that side and do things. And, you know, so again, I can't verify. But there's obviously a lot of concern. And again, I think people would have been a little bit more relaxed and chill about this if it was such a landslide. You hear nobody's really arguing about California. You know, I mean, when it comes to California, nobody's really crying foul in California because it wasn't expected. I mean, you know, California just, you know, California won, it's what California had Biden, you know, by a margin of 32. They had 7.8 million votes for Joe Biden, 3.9 million votes for Trump. Yeah, there could have been some fraud, but I mean, you know, with that, just nobody expected anything to happen in terms of California. Same thing with Hawaii. With Hawaii, very, very Democrat-leaning, you know, state, 365,000 votes for Biden, 196,000 for Trump. Joe Jorgensen, her involvement of having 5,500 votes. By the way, I mean, for a libertarian, I mean, boy, is she pulling, you know, votes and a lot of them. But again, not much expected. You know, same thing with Washington State. Washington State, Joe Biden won by 800,000 votes, 2.1 million versus 1.3. So those, you know, so you don't really hear people, you know, no one's going to kind of make a fuss over those. But when you're talking about seeing early election numbers come in, and a lot of those were numbers at the polls, and we knew that one side was going to be a lot more present at the polls physically than another, even though I'm still blown away that COVID is a Republican-Democrat thing. I don't believe it is, but generally Republicans were more like, I'm going to brave COVID and the weather and all that, and I'm going to go and vote. Whereas some of the Democrats are like, great, let me mail it in, etc. I don't really want to stereotype it as that, but, you know, we knew that there was going to be a disparity. But when you're being told you had record number of ballots mailed in, and we knew this would happen because we mailed out a whole bunch of, you know, record numbers, you don't hear that clarity or that clarification of, okay, many of these ballots, you know, are all these ballots were double-checked. So President Trump is now suing. I believe he's going to sue in Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. If the vote count stopped now, you know, yeah, Biden would win. And so, you know, we don't want, I personally would never advise to stop counting votes. So now, whether they quote unquote count, or whether they are verified, I would say you do your temp count of what you have and then somebody take a look at what was counted and see how many of it is BS. I mean, the ballot machine shouldn't destroy it the second it happens, you see? I mean, see, the in polls, people aren't panicking about the in polls because those have been kind of trial and tested and used for a while, and it's a lot harder to cheat at the polling booths, especially the ones where you can show your ID. But the mail-in ballots, it's a mess. So the Associated Press and Fox News had awarded Arizona to Biden, but then all of a sudden there was another million votes that hadn't been counted. It's not that a million votes were found, it's just there were another million votes, and people had thought, well, if it's coming from Maricopa County, it's going to go to Trump, because Maricopa County has Phoenix, and it's, you know, one of the biggest counties. But again, of those votes, you know, what votes had come in, and were they verified? So in terms of the lawsuits, apparently, the Nevada lawsuit, they say, matches legal action that Trump is campaigning in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia as Biden approaches the 270 electoral votes. They said in Wisconsin, a state called for Biden, the campaign has requested a recount. Now, again, I would be a lot more, guys, come on. You know, recount, really, you know, if you lost, you lost. However, when I come to find out that people from both sides couldn't be present, or they were told that they could have a binoculars and stand all the way a football field away looking at, you know, that's, yeah, that to me doesn't qualify as, okay, you know what, there was proper observation from both sides. And mind you, listen, you don't want in a Republican administration just Republicans overseeing the polls, okay? I mean, it has to be Democrat-Republican. But then on the other end, you know, if you have a Democrat or Republican there, first, how many can you have in the room, you know? And then, wait, what's that? What's that vote? What's that vote? You almost need one-to-one. You almost need somebody sitting there and verifying each and every ballot. Now, with a recount, we are assuming that that sort of process happens, where they make sure that if you are recounting a vote, that person's alive. That person's not, wasn't born in 1823. So what happens next? Well, we're going to be talking about that. You know, I mean, can you know, what if President Trump doesn't want to leave? What if President Trump says, nope, you guys cheated, I'm president? You know, what happens? Well, you know, we'll talk about that next. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.